Have at you, pain. Do your worst. You'll never ever break me. Comprehend each word I say, would recommend you take heed. Know your game and know it well. Expose yourself when all is calm. Propose I skimp on healing balm. Make it plain I should be feeling charmed. Chance your arm at grievous harm. Facetious as you preach to me of great need to succumb to you sedately. No method to your madness, although all signs tend to point to stress. What's the point or dialect to that effect, a prepped in joint address? Trusting that I will have overslept right through alarm call. No respect for retrospect as you accent the sharp fall. Harmful toxins blocking out receptors, nullifying sight until such time as I am colourblind. Discerning only black and white. Rabid my decline as force of habit makes a beeline for the key lime in my marrow in the hope of narrowed eyes. Sense of humour rumoured to be hallowed only harrows as it drags me to the gallows every time it bids decline. A symphony antagonising chorus line of agony. You badger me with tragedy, and tragically I actually proceed to kind of like it. Can't beat 'em, join 'em tends to be the trend to one's mentality when entering menagerie for further observation. Murder in the first, precursed by curse to every blessing, then indicted. However, I'm no product of society. May well have walked the line, but conditioned thoughts aside, I timed my run to sidestep impropriety. Once read that variety provides the spice of life and spliced it into peace of mind to breach high tide inclined to leech in from my privacy. One time primed child genius, until the intravenous weaning of belief that flagged amid their sheaf of screening. Bored me with curriculum delivered without meaning. Implored I spam their lesson plans, endorsing altered course towards daydreaming. We all need education, not about to pull rank mid-address. But words mean less relayed from musky textbook. Telling us we can't when chances are we bloody can. Preaching to the choir until such time as we recede, recline. Denied the pride required to lead the line. Confiding it's more dignified to not dig deep inside us. Keep our hands where they can see them, creep up on our blind side, snatch our hindsight, and supply syringes inching to infringement of our psyches. All twinges simply by the by, reminded that conditions might apply. The worm it terms on their exclusive terms, conducive to a dearth of spoken word. Reducing us to tears, yet it is here they come unstuck. Here we make our own luck from the salt that stings our eyes. Here we cut no slack to choking back our desperation. Here we see the sunrise over decimated nations. Here we try our hands at making sense of all the feeling. Here we see the basis for believing. Have at you, pain. I know your name. No shame in making plain that I am way past stage of failing, as it's claimed to be paraded in my nature. You say I can't. I can, you know. And what is more, I'm not alone. These beasts cannot be tamed, as we are famed for slaying demons in the shade. You made your point in piercing tone. You flayed our skin and raped our bones. And now you pay embittered price for staking bitter claim upon our homes. Beating our brows until thoroughly frowned. Then proceeding to ground us in misery, dousing our industry, thieving from essence and eating our souls. Pain may never ever be annulled. However, once endeavoured, we can truly be paroled from the cajoling hands that grope and sever tethered threads of hope. Open to suggestion that congestion is a necessary evil to progress to blessed breathing. See the distant lights commence believing we can find the peace of mind required to climb the tide and ride the waves with timeless brave until the one fine day arrives and finally we breach it. Learn our true curriculum and teach it to the masses. Use the salt of tears to sharpen spears of batting lashes. Fashion all the slashes that your canvases can handle. Seems a scandal not to vandalize the parchment. Unthinkable to sink beneath the clay of our entitlement. Basically, we're free to bleed at will. Tastefully, we spill the very essence of our deepest souls. Seeping through the pavement cracks, those broken bones of ours have got our backs. Relaxed as we take back the power commandeered in desperate hours and vested then to cower in the corner. For with every candle waxed, we're getting warmer.